Welcome to the Premium Way podcast, a space where premium is not reduced to aesthetics or price tags, but understood as identity, as a way of life. In here, we operate at the intersection of psychology, perception, strategy, leadership, and the invisible signals that decide who gets chosen, trusted, and remembered. Our philosophy? Ditch the stereotypes. Ditch the idea that premium has only one face. Premium was never meant to be sterile. It was meant to be rich in character, reflective of your true core and your dream buyer's deepest desires. Like the finest wine, layered, complex, unique, unmistakable to those who know what they are tasting. Refined without losing its edge, unafraid to be different, and impossible to confuse with anything else. This is the room where the ordinary stops applying. This is where standards are set, not followed, and where premium stops being something that you chase and becomes something you embody. This is your permission slip to succeed your way. I'm your host, Yasmin, and this is The Premium Way. Premium Leader, we're back with a solo episode, episode number 11, and this is iconic and symbolic in many ways, because as you probably know, the number one or the number 11 symbolize and stand for new beginnings, fresh beginnings, and this episode invites you into one as well. I want to talk about something that I've been noticing over and over and over again. Not just lately, but throughout all of the years of my career, essentially. I've been noticing that in myself, in faces sometimes, and very much so in my clients, in my peers, sometimes even in my mentors. And the quintessence or the core message of this episode, of this podcast episode is the thing that you have normalized is the thing everyone else would pay for. Big bucks. Not just a crumb. Because here's the dynamic. You said something to your client, to a peer, to whoever, that basically altered the course, the trajectory of their lives. But you called it just a conversation. And it's this tendency that I want to speak about. This tendency to dismiss your impact, to explain it away, to minimize it, to somehow separate yourself from the outcome that you have helped create, that you had tremendous impact in. And tremendous, very often, not being measured by quantity, but by the gravity with which it landed. And so often I hear people say things like, well, I can't really take credit for that. The client did the work. Ultimately, it was their decision. Yeah, I might have given them something, but it wasn't me. And of course they did the work. Of course they made the decision. Of course they took the action. But you're dismissing something so incredibly important. Because sometimes a person's entire life changes because of a single conversation. It's that one sentence, one perspective, one moment, one question, one invitation, one challenge, one reframe. And you've experienced that before. You've experienced how one single sentence has had tremendous impact on you and in your life. And you have experienced how that feels like when you are the reason of impact for someone else. And yet the person who delivered that sentence often sits there and goes, well, it was just a conversation. But let me challenge you here. Was it? Was it really just a conversation? Because here's what I find very fascinating. Nobody ever says that about the negative moments. Nobody says, oh, it was just one comment my father made. No, people spend 20 years recovering from one comment that they've been met with in their childhood. When it comes to trauma or very hurtful experiences, nobody says, oh, it was just one experience. And then we shrug our shoulders. People build entire identities around that single experience, that single traumatic or very, very negatively impactful experience. So nobody says it was just one sentence. Because sometimes one sentence changes everything. You know this. I know this. We know this when the impact is negative, especially. But somehow when the impact is positive, we suddenly become very humble. Very cautious, very eager to distance ourselves from our contribution. Why? I mean, part of it is because we're evaluating value through effort. And if something felt difficult for us, we can justify charging for it. If something felt hard, we can justify claiming it. And if something required years of study, we can point to the effort. But what happens when you've become exceptionally good at what you do? What happens when your genius becomes effortless? Because that is the true characteristic of genius. Genius isn't measured in hardship or in effort. It's measured in how freaking effortless it actually is. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a genius in it. Otherwise, you wouldn't say that person is an expert. If it would take them tremendous amounts of getting something done or achieving something. What happens when you've repeated something so many times that it feels so obvious? When you've truly anchored that in? What happens when the thing that changes someone's life no longer feels remarkable to you? And this is where people start getting into trouble, because they confuse effortless with worthless. And those are not the same thing. In fact, often the opposite is true. The more integrated a skill becomes, the less dramatic it feels. And the more refined your genius becomes, the less noticeable it becomes to you. And so the more valuable you become, the more ordinary you start perceiving yourself, paradoxically. Not because you are ordinary, but because you're so used to yourself. And what happens when the novelty wears off, when we get used to something? It kind of loses its magic. You're standing inside the thing. You're standing inside the diamond mine. And because you're surrounded by diamonds every day, you start treating them like rocks. Meanwhile, someone else would walk in and be like, "Are you insane? Do you realize what's in here? Do you realize the worth of all of this?" And you don't, not fully, because familiarity creates blindness. And I think this is exactly what happens to so many brilliant business owners. The longer you are in business, the more sophisticated you become, the more elegant, the more precise, the more potent you become. But simultaneously, you begin to discount yourself, very often unknowingly, without fully noticing that. Because what once felt extraordinary now feels normal. And because it feels normal, you assume it's no longer as valuable. But that's a mistake, a very expensive one. Your clients don't pay you for how difficult something feels for you. They pay you for what becomes possible for them through what is so effortless to you. And that's a completely different metric, and one you really want to take serious again. And it's really time you stop evaluating your value based on your level of effort. It's time you start evaluating it based on your level of impact, no matter the quantity involved. Because due to your contribution and the seed that you have planted, your clients changed their lives. And yes, maybe they have watered the soil and took care of it and groomed the plants. But without the seeds, the plant couldn't even have started blooming. Because you can water the soil as long and as much as you want. If there is no seed, there will be no plants. The seed has been you, your contribution, your impact. Stop dismissing that. Stop saying, "Oh, it was just a conversation. I didn't do much." It wasn't. And deep down, I think you know that. I'm very sure that you know that. And I have a beautiful screensaver that I would like to read out to you. And I don't remember who the origin of this quote is, but I'm still going to read it to you, obviously with the transparency that this quote isn't mine, but I really, really value and like it. So it says, "Your genius is your most natural talent. The thing you do so effortlessly, you assume it has no value. But that's the mistake. Genius always feels too easy to the one who holds it. We've been conditioned to worship the struggle, to believe brilliance is found in what is hard, what demands proof, what takes everything out of you. But your true genius doesn't drain you. It energizes you and everyone that comes into touch with it. It drops you into flow state where time dissolves and creation happens without effort. That's the signal when it feels natural, when it feels alive, when it feels like play. You are in the lane. No one else can run. And because the lane is empty, you lead by default. Genius is not earned. It is claimed when you start trusting what feels like second nature." Let that be your fresh new beginning, okay? Because here's the thing. I've had so many experiences in the past where I was confronted with my own genius, where my clients were, right? Someone signing up for a single session with me back then at 1,111 euros. And that person was facing their very first launch. So no one can come and now tell me, "Yeah, but they already had the audience," or whatever. So like, also notice where you try to justify circumstances that you apparently have or don't have yet or whatever, and that are the reason for why things can or cannot work out. Drop that bullshit. This is your fresh beginning. Expand yourself. and drop holding on to the shit that limits you and doesn't serve you. And so that client came to me for the very first ever group launch. 1,111 euro session back then. One session. And the client thought they would come for a strategy. But very, very quickly, me, as the millionaire's mirror that I am, identified, well, strategy is not your issue, baby girl. It's about different layers that we want to look at. And so we had a conversation about these other layers that were involved. Boom, other side of it. An over 100,000 euro launch from a 1,111 euro session. That's a 100 times ROI. Another client came to me for a 2.5K Telegram week, wanted to map out her birthday sale. And she really wanted to sell her highest ticket offer ever. And that at that time was 25K. It was like 2 years ago. And she almost didn't. She almost didn't offer it because she found all the reasons for why that would probably not be sold. She wanted to include an in-person VIP experience in it. And then she thought, but no one comes and flies out to Switzerland and meets me there. And I was like, wait, are you for real? The majority of your clients, first of all, is in your area. And second of all, they jet around the world for business or even leisure all the freaking time. And you're telling me they won't hop on a like 1, 2, 3, 4 hour flight to meet you in Switzerland? And she was like, well, you're actually right. So we mapped out the offer. It was the most beautiful VIP experience and months long one-on-one coaching. It was delicious on each and every level. And I really dearly love mapping out really exclusive, sexy premium offers with my clients. And so we mapped that out. She offered it. Same day, 10 applications, because that offer has not been offered before in her world. And so you know who stepped forward? The ones that have been hiding in the bushes, the quote-unquote high-level clients she thought weren't in her world. They now stepped forward because she finally made an offer that spoke to them. Let that land. Are you currently telling yourself, oh, there's no one in my audience? Yeah, but really, have you made an offer that really addresses them? And not just posted it once quietly on your lowest view story day, but repeatedly have put it out there? Have you? Because I think and I sense there is some room to improve here. And so it's really, really time to clear up all the distortions that exist around you and your genius and your relationship to it. Your relationship to actual ease and effortlessness. Not because that means you lean back and not do anything anymore, but it's about the attitude you approach things with. And also about you no longer dismissing what feels effortless because you think that is worthless then. This is your new beginning, your fresh start, if you let it. And I really urge you to let it, okay? Let all of this sink in and you will hear me in the next episode.